There's been some research at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They looked at teachers' background and their capacity to teach personal finance. And what they found was that fewer than 20% of K-12 teachers reported feeling very competent to teach any of the six personal finance topics that they surveyed. Those are income and careers, planning and money management, credit and debt, financial responsibility and decision-making, saving and investment, and risk management and insurance. More than 70% said that they were very likely to get formal financial education training. Will the coalition have that in mind, that teachers will need training before any curricula can be implemented and taught?
Definitely. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to work together on this initiative, because there are a lot of groups out there that have offerings in terms of curriculum materials and in terms of programs that can be used in the classroom to teach financial education. But our group is different in that we focus on teacher training. That's what we've been doing for decades. We train teachers so that teachers can then teach the students. And so what we want to do is, besides training teachers in how to use curriculum, we want to have offerings that are teaching teachers how to manage their own money and how to make financial decisions for themselves. Because you're absolutely right. We found that in our own work, that we get teachers who come to our trainings who think, I don't do a very good job of managing my own money, and I certainly don't feel confident to teach someone else to do that. And they feel like they're not experts in this area. And they don't necessarily have to be experts in terms of, you know, an investment advisor kind of role, but we want them to feel confident about the decision making that they will be teaching to the students, and we want them to feel confident about their own decisions that they make about their own resources. So that is an important part of what we want to do. We want the teacher to be an integral part of this financial education process.
I guess in the process of that, this could be kind of life-changing for the teachers themselves, because it's pretty widely recognized that teacher salaries are pretty much lower than other professionals with comparable education and responsibilities. So many who are teaching financial education to young people are themselves dealing with personal economic challenges.
Yes, that's true. And also because in Kentucky, at least, with the teacher pension program, a lot of people that have become teachers have not had to worry a lot about retirement planning because they've had this program that has been promised to be in place for them. And so I think that that has taken some of the urgency off of that particular group to say we don't really need to spend a lot of time figuring out how we can plan for our retirement. But in today's world, everybody needs to be planning for their own retirement. And so we really do want to train the teachers so that they can then teach the students what they need to know.
Cynthia Harder, Associate Professor of Economics and Director of the Center for Economic Education at Eastern Kentucky University, and a member of the Coalition for Financial Literacy in the Commonwealth. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.